Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Every morning, Taryn Armstrong talks Big Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from CEO to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason, you know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it, tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello everyone and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for August 28th. I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong, and I am here today to update you on everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother 21 live feeds. This is going to be a real quick one, guys. Very seriously, like I said, I said the other day that it would be a quick one and it was like 40 minutes. I'm guessing like 15 minutes. That's my guess on this one. Very slow day yesterday here in the Big Brother 21 house. It was day 70 in the house. And the feeds have been pretty fun in the last few days in terms of pies and clowns. The gameplay, though, has been relatively slow because Nick is the person going home and everything else is the same. To reset you here, Holly is HOH. Nick and Christy are on the block. Jackson won the veto, did not use it. They remain on the block, and one of Nick or Christy is going to go home. Right now, it's Nick. And he hasn't really been campaigning much in the house. Taco Tuesday part two, not a thing. He's been waiting until Wednesday, which is today, for his campaign. So we'll likely see his campaign attempt on the feeds today, and we'll be able to tell you about it tomorrow. But there was really nothing yesterday. And because Nick isn't campaigning, everything else is remaining mostly the same. And they're just kind of hanging out, putting on face masks, and they don't even have clowns or pies to mess around with. So it's going to be a slow day. There's just a couple of conversations that really just reinforce where we are. But apart from that, I think we are looking forward to the next day. Who'd have guessed that Nick, of all people, as he is going home, would be the quietest on his way out the door. We'll just have to wait and see if he finally blows up today here. So we had Tommy and Christy chat a little bit. They talked about how Christy's contract is null and void again. Christy is definitely going after Jackson Holly. Again, just kind of reinforcing what we already knew. Nick did talk to Nicole a bit. He told her that if he leaves, she should stick with Jackson Holly. Stick with them. Tommy is not trustworthy, he says. You can't trust Tommy. He votes out all of his allies, including me. You know, when it happened to Jack, I said, well, at least it's not happening to me. That's what Nick said. But now it's happening to him. And he's like, no, you can't trust Tommy. Can't trust him. Don't trust Tommy. Trust Jackson and Holly. They're trustworthy. Plus, it's a great spot for you to be next to them. They're big targets. They're big targets in the house. So if you're with them, then you'll be able to slide through and they will take the hits for you. And Nicole is like, yeah, thought about that. It's basically Cliff's plan. Nick wants to campaign to Tommy. He still feels like there's maybe a chance he can get his vote. Like if he campaigns about how, you know, oh, Jess might put us up if I don't go, you know, like let's. You know, like so on and so forth. Tommy, it's not going to work. He's not going to get Tommy's vote. He also wants to campaign to Jackson Holly tomorrow. His campaign speech includes comparing himself to a condom. Because what else would you expect from Nick? Let me be your condom, Jackson. I am your protection. And Jackson responds, bro, I haven't used a condom since the Clinton era. And then Nick will be like, oh, crap. Thwarted again by unsafe sex. Damn. And then he'll go home. Yeah, this is what we're dealing with, guys. He says Nicole's like, that's basically what Christy promised. And Nick is like, yeah, but I'm an upgrade. I'm an upgrade from Christy. I'm more useful. So just trade me in, trade her in for me. Just like that. It'll work. Nicole says, I feel like you should maybe talk about Tommy. Maybe that's the way to go about this. And Nick says, nah, I don't want to talk about Tommy right now. I don't want to drop his name. Don't throw him under the bus. Who are you targeting? If Christy goes, who are you targeting, Nick? He says anybody, but Jackson, Holly, and Nicole. Okay, that's four people. That only leaves three people. And if you aren't dropping Tommy's name, that only leaves two people. Jess and Cliff, they don't want Cliff targeted. It's not going to work, Nick. You got to throw Tommy under the bus. It has to happen. And he's waiting so long to make his campaign that he's going to make this attempt without dropping Tommy's name. And they're going to be like, oh, let me think about it. And by the time they think about it and tell him no, it'll be too late. Probably. I still feel like there's a really great chance that he can stay. He just needs to throw Tommy under the bus. The idea is already in their head. They're already a little bit concerned about Tommy. If he nails that home with specific quotes from Tommy about Jackson and Holly, they will get scared of Tommy. And if they're scared of Tommy, that changes their whole plan for next week and the future of the game. And if their whole plan changes for next week and the future of the game, doors open. They're going to start reevaluating. They're going to start thinking, okay, where do we go from here? And you'll be right there to say, I am loyal. I will keep you safe. Use me to go from here. Not saying it'll definitely work, but it's something. It's a lot more than just, hey, I'm your condom. All right. Cliff talks to the cameras about how he's talking about how the schedule requires that there's another battle back or a reset or something if there's going to be a double eviction. He's basically doing the math that we've been doing for a while. And he's like, man, that would be annoying, though. I'd rather not. Me too, Cliff. Jackson and Holly have a fight. If I made you guys guess, Jackson and Holly, they have a fight. What do you think the fight is about? Something that Jackson is upset about. He doesn't like it. Watermelons. Close. I'm seeing watermelons and sex. Those are the two options here. I love it. Cooking and food. Yes. They had a fight about food and cooking. She's being too controlling in the kitchen. And he's acting too much like a child. Christy and Holly have a bit of a chat. Christy talks about Nick and how he's loyal to Tommy. And who does Nick target if he stays? It's not Tommy. It's not her. She's gone. Who's it going to be? It's a good question, Christy. That's why he needs to throw Tommy under the bus. And then really, finally, Jax and Holly at the end of the night, Holly's thinking about what Jess might do. Holly feels that Jess might put up Cliff and Tommy, which maybe, but also maybe not. Jackson's not so sure about that. Jackson still doesn't really want to win the HOH. He still doesn't want to be the one to put Tommy on the block. But if Jess wins, that puts them in a tough spot too. If she does put up Tommy and Cliff, because then they have to vote Tommy out. And that's still not great. So they're not sure what to do. They're not sure how to preserve their jury votes. But as of right now, still no plan to win the HOH. So let me know if you have any questions. Like I said, a bit of a quick one here. Not a whole lot to go over. They, like I said, they did these face masks. You should look for some screen caps of Cliff's face in the face mask thing. It's like it's pretty funny. Yeah, they had Taco Tuesday. Nick and Christy were like, hey, look, we can have Taco Tuesday and not fight. But that's not a good thing, guys. It's not a good thing. Nick's best pitch to say is what I said. Throw Tommy under the bus. Tommy betrayed me. He's loyal to Christy. I'm targeting him. Nicole did tell Nick to throw Tommy under the bus. But he didn't listen. Who will be Jackson and Holly's target moving forward, Christy or Tommy? As of right now, still Christy. They considered Tommy yesterday, the day before, but they're back on the Tommy train a bit. They still do not want to be the ones to target Tommy. They want other people to do it for them. So if Jackson did end up winning, Christy, I imagine, would be his target for now. How do I think the layout is going to be in the next few weeks? Next Thursday, a reset and then a double. I'm still not sure. I don't know about this double thing. Maybe the final five turns into a double instead of a fast forward. I'm not feeling a reset this week, and I'm not feeling a battle back. So maybe it's something new. I don't know. Will Holly be okay not getting out Nick regardless of what he says, since she already missed once? I think that's part of a big reason why she doesn't want to let him stay. But if they legitimately get concerned about Tommy, then I can see them being like, oh crap, maybe we do need to do this. Not really any more major pranks happening. Nicole did get massively pied to the face with multiple pies from Jackson. That was pretty good. Why is Nick so hesitant to tell about Tommy? He's concerned that Tommy is still too close to Jackson and Holly, and that they are like secretly aligned with him. And so if he says something about Tommy, that will only make things worse for him. But he needs to look at the bigger picture here. Who would make for the best HOH next week? Christy, 100%. She's going after Jackson and Holly, and they're going to be so pissed. They're going to be so entitled when they get put on the block. How dare you? Can somebody explain Macbeth as a Mickey Holly pair name? Holly was called Beth by David in the house, so people have been calling Holly Beth all season long. And so Mick from Mickey, and then Beth, Macbeth. It's great. I love it. If I had the opportunity to create a twist, what would it be? I'd have to think about that. But really, it would be back to basics would be the go-to there. Because honestly, no twist would be a massive twist nowadays in Big Brother. Does Cliff think going to four with a strong showman's duo is his and Nicole's best path? No, of course not. This again, Cliff has always been criticized for being too loyal to groups that he aligns with. But the point is that when you align with a group, it's very rare that you actually all survive. So he's trying to align with groups that will be targeted ahead of him, that will break up themselves or be targeted ahead of him. Jax and Holly are massive targets in front of him. So if he's aligned with them right now, then they get targeted. And if not, I imagine at some point he will take a shot. But worst case scenario, he goes down to four with them. That's not terrible either. At least he's at four. Tommy needs to go on the block with Christy. Yeah. Nick's campaign is bad. Yep. Does Jess know Nick is the prankster yet? You know what? I think she must, but I don't actually know for sure. I don't think I've heard a conversation with her talking about it yet, but that's mostly because her conversations are very long and haven't really had any relevance yet. All right. 15 minutes, like I said. Really, not a whole lot going on yet. I hope that we will get to... she was told, I'm being told in the chat. I imagine that that we'll get more on the feeds today. We'll have a bit more of an interesting day on the feeds today with Nick campaigning. Hopefully it's more than just what he's done in the past, because what he's done in the past has been very ineffective. So we'll have to wait and see. Now we are going to take a quick break for our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at chumbacasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at chumbacasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
And we're back. So let's get back to the show. Thank you, though, for joining us. I will be back tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Eastern to update you on everything that happens today on the Big Brother 21 live feeds. Like I said, should be more fun tomorrow. We'll see. And of course, tune in tonight to the recap as we talk about the episode of Big Brother 21. And then tomorrow night for the eviction episode as well. Caitlin will be joining us. That'll be a lot of fun. And check out American Ninja Warrior. Tune in. It's fun stuff. Listen to the podcast. We're about to record it. It'll be fun. All right. Thank you guys for joining us. Find me on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong, Twitter at Armstrong Taryn, and I will see you next time.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.